Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
All right, so
I wonder how many Philadelphia fans committed suicide this morning.
You got robbed. Man, that was a horrible call.
Referee said, flag.
Cowboy fans was like, yes.
Right. Now y'all know how we feel when he took that catch away from Dez, man.
Yeah.
Man, you got robbed. I mean, he got robbed.
He did hold
it. But you know what? You kind of deserve it. When y'all booed Dak Prescott for winning the Walter Payton Award.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with football.
Y'all was probably pissing off the refs. They said, you know, I'm tired of these damn Philly fans. I'm going to get them where it hurts. I'm going to wait till the last play of the game. You kind of deserve it, man. That was disgusting.
Yeah, so I want to talk about Rihanna. Halftime show. Trump, I guess he saw a performance.
Pull up the truth. Trump had to weigh in on it.
The epic fail Rihanna gave without question. He said, without question. The single worst halftime show in Super Bowl history. This after insulting far more than half of our nation, which is already in serious decline with her foul and insulting language. Also, so much for her stylist.
I mean, come on, man. Oh, he's still pissed off about that picture. Did I see any picture of Rihanna?
Here's the picture. I mean, Rihanna and Trump has been feuding for years, so.
Yeah, Trump is, I mean, Riri is not a Trump fan. She hates his immigration policy. You know, he's tough on illegal immigration. He's not tough on immigration. He's tough on illegal immigration. Yeah. And Riri, she just won't open borders and shit.
I mean, but calling her performance the worst in history?
I thought it was amazing, man. She was pregnant, too.
She did like 30 songs pregnant.
Yeah, with a bunch of gay belly dancers.
Man. All the men were wearing crop tops.
Yeah.
I guess they thought they was Ezekiel Elliott or something.
Yeah, it must have been the Ezekiel Elliott fans.
The only thing I ain't like about her performance,
well,
I mean, she took her hand and put it in her crotch. Then she said, I was like, man.
No, I said, what do you mean you don't like it?
I mean, I like it if it was just.
I mean, Michael Jackson was doing that before Riri was born and
what
everybody.
What was Michael Jackson doing?
He grabbed his crotch. All that damn moonwalking, all that satanic shit.
Was no satanic shit.
Yeah, Michael Jackson go hee hee. He did all that. Rihanna just did her little rendition. She changed it up on him. She said, "Yeah." I mean, come on, Trump. Why are you putting it out there, man? Won't you do something presidential? You trying to win this next election, right?
You should have said, "Okay, look. You should like think. Okay, how can I get votes? A." Rihanna, great performance, and she did it even pregnant.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't like my policies, I can still say she's a great performer. Yeah. Won't you say something like that?
You could have got at least 2-3 niggas to vote for you. Hell, you probably could have got about 1,000 niggas to vote for you. I mean, come on. Are you trying to lose this election? We got a damn country to save, Trump. Man. You out here blowing votes. Biden already got 81 million. What do you want him to get, 90 million next election?
I mean, she's a...
That was not the worst performance. Man, she's pregnant.
Okay.
You know what my wife was doing when she was that pregnant? That bitch was in the hospital. Talking about she can't breathe and shit. Wait, what? You're only 3 months pregnant.
I mean, I thought her performance was going to be like 1 or 2 songs, 3 songs.
Yeah.
She did like 50 songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, you can't say she's not talented.
You know how hard that is?
Huh?
To sing that many songs when you're pregnant?
She didn't even,
you know, it's kind of, I mean, didn't y'all eight conservative? Let me get real with y'all for a second. Did y'all notice that Chris Stapleton was the only white performer at the Super Bowl? Did anybody notice that? You had Riri, her pregnant ass, right?
Babyface.
You had Babyface.
Then that black lady that sang.
Then that black lady sung that Negro spiritual, right? Did y'all notice that? It's like somebody's messing with the conservatives. Like they set a trap for all the conservatives. Look, go to Instagram. Look at the feed, right? Everybody's praising Chris Stapleton. They don't even know his politics. Right? He could be a crazy batshit liberal hillbilly. You wouldn't know. They're praising him, right? They're just trashing Rihanna. Trashing her.
Yeah.
I understand why y'all trash the Negro spiritual lady, but I mean, come on. It's like, and then look, it's like they set this trap for conservatives. You look at all the representatives, Congress, senators, they're falling for it, right?
They're praising him.
Yeah, they're praising him.
And y'all, it just seems like you just giving ammunition to the left. Look, everybody's praising the white country singer. There ain't no praise for none of the other singers. It's like they use that as ammunition to call.
It's like they set a trap and they fell for it again.
Yeah, it's like ammunition to call, the right racist.
Yeah,
shut up. Like Chris Stapleton, right? Y'all don't know his politics. Now, if y'all knew his politics, a couple years back, this dude was standing up for Black Lives Matter and all that. Here's the article. Here's it right here.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
I mean, let me paint it to you like this.
What's the word?
What?
He's still with Black Lives Matter.
He ain't standing with that shit.
Maybe his words was taken out of context.
No, man, he's got a career he's got to look out for. He's already in a box. He's a country music singer.
Yeah. He can't be like Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean don't give a shit.
Yeah, but don't it feel like, and y'all let me know in the comments below, don't it feel like that was a trap and conservatives fell for it? Look how they're bashing all these other performers, and they're black. So they're going to use that as ammunition, say the conservatives are racist. Look how they're openly praising them up and down Twitter, up and down Instagram, how great a performance that Chris Stapleton done. Even though it was a great rendition, it was beautiful.
It was awesome.
He did a great job.
I liked his actually better than Whitney Houston's.
Man, you crazy as hell. I'd take the crackhead over Chris Stapleton. You crazy as hell. That crackhead killed that song.
I mean, they were both great.
Okay, I would say they tied for first.
Nah, you got to give it to somebody.
No.
That's progressive bullshit you talking about. There ain't no damn time in the real world. What are you, a damn?
Okay, who are you going to give it to?
I like them both.
Yeah. A good no answer. Anyway, like I was saying, it feels like Democrats are like 2-3 steps ahead of all the conservatives, right? Except for one guy.
Who?
Ron Sanctimonious. He ain't said shit.
I mean, if you're going to say something,
say something that's more inclusive. It's like, I totally understand why you bash the Negro spiritual, the black national. Yeah, that's divisive. I wouldn't, if they sung a white national, I wouldn't stand for it. There's only one national anthem, right? But look how everybody's supporting Chris Stapleton, which you should, but you're going to go out of your way to bash Riri because she hates Trump.
Because she does this. Yeah. Well, ain't nobody trying to say all that.
Man, I thought it was beautiful. I was like, man, I bet that smell good.
Well, maybe they like Chris Stapleton, though, his music. Everybody has their biases.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't like Riri.
I just think, from my point of view.
Shut up. Acknowledge what the hell I just said.
What you just say?
Maybe we all have biases. Nobody's perfectly objective.
Yeah.
They just Chris Stapleton fans. He sang a beautiful national anthem.
You don't think they'd be Riri fans if she wasn't so liberal or left-leaning?
That's what I'm saying. That's when the bias come in.
Because she got like hundreds of millions of followers.
That's what I'm saying. If she was openly a Trump supporter.
Oh, Trump be praised. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, my God. I never seen nothing like that. Oh, my God. You making music great again.
That'd be Trump, right?
That'd be Trump. And y'all know I'm telling the truth.
But that's the point. Everybody has their biases. That's why.
I think it was a bad move. I don't want to see Trump doing that. He's sitting at home looking at Super Bowl. Man, I'm going to talk shit to this. Yeah, that was horrible. That sucked. Smelling the fingers. Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, that's the worst ever.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst ever. Probably one of the best. I'm scared of heights. I'd have never did that shit. I'd have probably fainted.
Think about this, everybody. Okay, y'all not a fan of Rihanna. Okay, I get it. Think about this. You pregnant. What's she about, 6 months? Five months?
She about probably 3 months. I don't know. She pregnant.
And she up on this tall rafter.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it is. What is that? I would be terrified.
A death trap. That's what it is.
And it's look like it's hung by cables. What if them damn cables snap? She up at cool as could be. And she performed like 30 songs.
So what if she smelt a crotch and...
You can't take away from that performance. You know how high she was up in the air?
And she's pregnant.
And the bitch is singing.
She ain't even sweating. You know Chris Stapleton on his arms are just rolling stuff. He had that damn flannel on and shit.
He didn't have a flannel, did he?
I think he had a flannel on.
Well, as soon as you see a beard, you think flannel. So
I'm a big fan of Riri and Chris Stapleton. I listen to both their music. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not picking sides. I'm just thinking, like, man, Republicans, you really need to think. It's like someone set a trap and all the representatives on the conservative side fell for it. Now they paint all the conservatives like they're Nazis and racists. And I mean, like, just, we just got to be smart in that. Trump, he could have got about 10,000 votes if he'd have said
something. Hey, you know what'd be crazy?
What?
If we the dumb ones and the Democrats are the smart ones, maybe they are fucking racist.
It's a damn good show.